This is Donnie Smith, and today I was going to give you a new product update. Actually, the first one I'm going to talk about is not that new. It came out last year, which is the 3M AccuSpray Primer Gun. And we got one at the school and started using it, and all the students really love it. I like it, and I've talked to a lot of painters in the industry that really like the spray gun as well. In fact, I have never really heard anything bad about this spray gun. I've heard lots of good things about it, and I'm sure you heard about it, but if you haven't, you know, I wanted to provide you with a little bit of information about it. The gun they have now is a 1.8, which works good for primer surfacers, you know, for thicker coatings when you're spraying them. It works really good, but they are also in the process, I don't believe it's out yet, but they are in the process of making a 1.4, and this gun's going to be designed for primer sealer. And you know, they say that it's not really designed for base coat or clear, but I think I'm going to give it a try and just see how it works on some of those, just to see, you know, just to experiment with it. But if you're a school or, you know, an instructor at another school, you know, I encourage you to consider one of these guns for a couple reasons. You know, by using it, you get a good quality spray gun that sprays really good. You can narrow it down to spray a small area. I mean, it really adjusts real well. And if a student forgets to clean it real good, that has happened at my school. You know, probably you've seen it too. And rather than spending hours trying to clean the gun out to get it to work properly again, it has tips on it, fluid nozzles that you can just take off and throw away and put a new one on. And, you know, the good thing is they really aren't that expensive. They're less than $5 per tip. And, you know, you just put a new one on and, you know, the problem's solved. And I don't know about you, but I would rather do that any day than back there spending time trying to get it clean and working properly again. Now, this is what I'm going to do, or what I've done for this year. We have a required tool list, as I'm sure many of you do. And I am adding this to the tool list. This way, each student will have their own primer gun, and you know they can clean it, you know, keep it in their toolbox. And this will also have them, you know, another tool that they will have whenever they go to the industry. So, anyway, that's just a thought that I would, you know, wanted to run by you. It's a good gun, and you know, if you're interested in it, I encourage you to kind of take a look at it. Talk to your 3M representative about it. That pretty well wraps it up. I'm excited for the 1.4 to come out. I will, you know, do another podcast or let you know how it works. You know, if it works as well as the primer gun does. And if I, you know, whatever results come out from spraying base coat and clear coat. Now, I'm not recommending that. You know, if I was a painter, I would use the whatever's, you know, the recommended guns. But, you know, we're just going to shoot it on some test panels just to see what I'll do. But I will provide the results whenever I get them. Anyway, that pretty well wraps it up for this new product update. I'll be giving you updates on other products that, you know, I try, you know, either at the school or on my own to kind of give you, you know, some heads up on some of the products that are out there. So, I visited 3M. There's more 3M products I'm going to tell you about as well. But that pretty well wraps the products for today up. The 3M 1.8 primer gun and the one coming out, which is a 1.4 for sealer. So talk to you soon.